call back to order the Senate Interim Committee on Education Workforce Development Committee members. I just wanted to very briefly bring you up to speed with at least some of what I know we will introduce as committee legislation for the February session. And what we're looking at is 242 follow-up bill that we talked about before that is not ready yet. But it will be, and most of those changes, I think, will fall into the housekeeping or technical nature of the next steps to implement 242. In addition to that, as a committee bill, there will be an sort of an omnibus education bill, similar to the education bills that we've passed in the last two short sessions that are basically a catch-all of housekeeping issues. And before you, Victoria has put in some of the components of that. One is the language from Senate Bill 244, which reauthorizes pilot programs for year-round education that passed the Senate last time and the House didn't get to it, but it was non-controversial. The other one is Senate Bill 246, which was part of the full-day kindergarten bill that requires kids to, if they do go to kindergarten, that they have to follow certain enrollment guidelines. There is a ESD fix that's necessary because of the situation that occurs when schools opt out. Then in pilot ESDs, they would still have a representative on the ESD, which isn't right, so we have to fix that. There is also a fix to ESDs that Senator Morris and I were interested in, and James Sager, the superintendent of Northwest Regional, also is interested in, which removes the entrepreneurial language from ESD legislation, which has just been very confusing and difficult. So is that it for now? What is 994?
That's the extension of the task force on virtual school governance that we're going to do for Representative Denbrough.
We're going to extend the task force on virtual school governance. Some House members were interested in keeping that alive for another
cycle. We also wanted to do something with increased learning time on
that. Yeah, that's 242, okay. Or 244, we talked about. So this will all make more sense when we see it here. And I would encourage, if any of you have any issues that are non-controversial that your districts come to you with and ask for a fix, include them in this bill. Comments? Senator Bonamici.
Well, I know last I see Karen here, and I know last interim there was a work group on charter schools that was a 10-year review of the charter school statute, and that didn't go through, and it was a sort of consensus bill that had some accountability provisions and cleaned up some of the statute, and so I would encourage the committee to take a look at that.
Okay. That's a good one.
I'm sorry, I don't have the bill number, Karen.
Okay.
Karen would remember, probably.
All right. We'll,
I actually don't remember. I remember, of course, the bill, but I don't remember the number. I agree with you.
So there was just a lot of work that went into it over the interim.
She doesn't remember the number. She remembers the blood.
Yeah.
It's actually a consensus bill, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I know. All right. Everyone remember shop class? Well, we have a very brief presentation on career and technical education. Brian, would you come forward and give us your presentation.
Thank you, Chair Haas. Brian Krieg with the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors Association, Plumbing Mechanical Contractors, IBW, and Local 16. Back in June, you passed a bill, 3362, which was the Career and Technical Education Revitalization Act, and that was to get career and technical classes started back in our schools across the state. I'm pleased to announce today, and I think you probably had an email yesterday from Representative Denbrough, we have moved very fast. There was an oversight committee put together by Boley and Department of Education. We've gotten together. We've worked with staff. The RFP hit the streets on Wednesday. There is great excitement in the education community out there. This coming Tuesday, there is a webinar for the bidders to find out a little bit more information, ask questions about it. Last last count, there was 60 people on it, and that was a couple of days ago. This is my numbers on that. As I say, a lot of buzz out there in the education community about this new kind of turning the boat around issue out there. The RFPs will be due back February 10th. February 17th, we've blocked out on our calendars for an all-day session with the committee to review the applications. And by March 16th, we should have the announcement of the schools who are going to be getting the funds out. That means that programs will get put together during the summer, and in the coming fall, we're going to see kids having different types of career and technical education again. It's a starting point. It's not a huge budget that we have to work with in this first round. We hope in future years we're able to do more. We do hear a lot from partners. And I have to say that in all of my legislative debriefing meetings with my various client groups over the last few months, when I get to this bill, normally they kind of half nod off as I'm talking about a lot of the other legislation. When this bill comes up, it dominates the conversation for the rest of the meeting. And they are so excited about seeing the possibility of SHOP returning and looking for a workforce that is going to be there for them in the future. That's my brief report and spiel.
Okay. Senator Barr.
Just a comment, Mr. Chair, if I can. I had the pleasure of visiting Brian's group's facility in Springfield, brand new facility and training. It's incredible. It's clearly equal to, if not better than, most of the community college facilities for their training purposes. And my involvement with apprenticeship programs goes back a long ways, and I'm just really excited that we have potential to get back to that. We often lose sight, both as, I think, policymakers and parents. Everybody wants their kid to go to a four-year school and get a degree. And most of that, from our perspective, is focused on, hurry up, get out there, get the education so that you can get a job. The apprenticeship programs are huge now, and the opportunities for them to make a lot of money, that might be money. So it's just very exciting to see that, and I think there are more opportunities, and best of all, these are jobs that really can't be shipped overseas.
Yeah, that's you right here. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Committee, there's no other business. Thank you. Today was a very meaningful discussion on a couple of fronts. We're adjourned.